Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Now, working into our second year of reading through the Bible together, we find ourselves in Isaiah chapter 12. The song that we sang a little bit ago will serve as the text for my sermon today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know you make me wanna. Now wait a minute. Come on now. You all know the words. For decades now, the song has been played at every high school homecoming dance. The song has been played at every wedding celebration. The song has been played at every frat party. Since 1978's National Lampoon Animal House, the song has been played again and again and gotten, well, a little bit louder now. The Isley Brothers sang it, the Shangri-Las sang it, Joey D and the Starlighters took it to number 6 on the countdown. It's been performed by Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi, it's been sung by Green Day and Glee, even Alvin and the Chipmunks have covered it. It ranked number 118 on Rolling Stone's hit list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So, in the style of that Broadway and cinematic success of Sister Act, that 8th century BC crooner Isaiah would even belt out this tune. So join me. You know you make me wanna shout and sing. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. That is Isaiah's song, and he is quite a crooner. So watch out, Frank Sinatra. Don't look back, Harry Connick Jr. Keep on recording, Michael Bublé. Isaiah was discovered singing the song of the vineyard. That's Isaiah chapter 5. And in the very next chapter, he is signed by God. God signs a contract with him. Isaiah was discovered and God signed him. And God said, hear this song. Holy, 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 holy. The angels shouted and Isaiah shouted, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. So when it came to signing the contract, no paper, not even blood. When it came to signing the contract, God said, I will purify you. You are mine. And an angel of the Lord pressed a burning ember against his lips. And the unclean lips are made anew. Clean lips to sing a new song. And so Isaiah, he does what everyone who has just signed a contract does. He goes into the studio. He goes in to record, and God gives him a vision. That's chapter 11. A vision when the people will lead, and the highway will lead to home, and when all the people will stream back. A vision when the root of Jesse will stand as a banner. A vision when God will be with us, Emmanuel. A vision of that day. The day when all the people will draw water joyfully from the wells of salvation. The prophet simply allows his soul to sing the words as they flow through his mind. And when he saw that vision, he sang this song. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And so the soloist sang. The soloist sang, but he wasn't the first to sing the song. Remember Moses and Miriam and the Israelites? They sang this song. They charted it back in the desert on the far side of the Red Sea. They knew the strength. They knew the song, for God became their salvation. The horse and its rider, he is hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And so the soloist sang. But we couldn't just keep quiet. In response, you and me and all of God's people chime in. We all you all, you guys, every last one of us sing the song. And the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. And I know, you do want to sing it. It's hard. I've had to practice speaking these words. I want to sing it. For these are the words of the Old Testament canticle from the service of prayer and preaching. These are the words that many of us sing around the house. But these aren't words that we just sing. These are words that we live each and every day in each and every way. We are to sing out. We are to sing our thanks. We are to sing our prayer. We are to sing our witness. First, we give thanks. In response to what God has done, we give thanks. Our song is a song of praise, not a focus on a date, not the chronology of events, the reason that God's anger ends, or how God brings salvation. We sing praises. When we experience salvation, we will be so completely overwhelmed by God's compassion that we will completely trust in Him. All we will be interested in is singing and praising God. All other factors are secondary, for He has done great things. So we give thanks. We give thanks when the summer day is too hot and the winter day is too cold. We give thanks when the spring day is too rainy and the fall day is too windy. And we give thanks for the days that we have too much and the years that we have too little. In all seasons, in all things, in all times, we give thanks. We give thanks for what God has given us. We give thanks for what God has done for us. We give thanks, and then we give prayer. Second, we give prayer. We call upon His name. We are to pray to our Father. The Small Catechism reminds us, with these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father and that we are His true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask Him as dear children ask their dear Father. We give thanks and we give prayer. And third, we give witness. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. So we sing. We sing, I love to tell the story. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Silent night, holy night. We sing in the cross of Christ I glory. My song is love unknown. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Thanks, prayer, witness. This is the song of our soul. Now, in danger of being taken too literally, and I do want to be clear. Yes, sing. Yes, say. Yes, share. And yes, shout. For if we do not sing, share, say, and shout, the very rocks will shout out. Oh, Lord, you know you make me wanna. You know, some singers are one-hit wonders. The Knack is only known for My Sharona. Tony Basil is only known for Mickey. Rednecks only Cotton Eye Joe. Taco only Putting on the Ritz. Baja Men only Who Let the Dogs Out. But Isaiah is no one-hit wonder. Isaiah followed his release with four servant songs. That's Isaiah 42, Isaiah 49, Isaiah 50, and the blockbuster hit of them all, that Lenten time favorite, Isaiah 52, 13 to 53, 12, the suffering servant. You know the song. You know the lyrics, you know the refrain. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah's song rings true. Jesus has borne our griefs. Jesus has carried our sorrows. Jesus was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. And all of our iniquities were laid upon him in exchange for his righteousness. He takes our sins and gives us his salvation. Sins for salvation, your salvation. And so you say on this day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. This is our reality. This is our joy. This is our life. So shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Oh Lord, you know you make me wanna. Amen. Now by the body, you are the body of Christ, each and every one of you a part of it. Amen.